time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in over the phone, I have Shelley Wright. She's the director of the Children's Justice and Family Resource Center. We're going to talk about the year that was, and it was a heck of a year, and a lot of people are going to be glad to see 2020 go away. And we're going to talk about some of the great successes that they had, even with everything that they had to deal with and everybody had to deal with this year. Shelley, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Dave, for giving me the opportunity to come in and talk to the community about what 2020 has been like here at the center. At first, I would like to just kind of talk a little bit about how we welcome 2020 and how we welcome every new year, and we welcome it with the donations that usually come in at the end of the previous year. So when we started 2020, we welcomed the donations that came in at the end of 2019, and those were new blankets and beanie hats and diapers and baby items and items that we were able to start the year off with and items that we were able to provide for the families that we serve. But, you know, when we started 2020, we had this great idea to start an additional service to our crisis nursery. We wanted to open up a program to help children build some skills in with children, and we were going to kind of set it up where we had the same children every quarter. So the first quarter, we were going to serve the same children coming every single week. We were going to provide that resource to that family, just a little bit of a break for those parents, and the children can come in, and there's specific activities to do some skill building. So we had some really great ideas moving into 2020, and then COVID hit. That horrible, horrible word. That we don't like to even talk about.
I say after Friday, we just don't say it anymore.
I think you are right. When COVID hit, we've seen a decrease in families, not just because families were afraid to get out in the community, you know, but because we had to have restrictions put in place, and we still have restrictions. We have to be able to help children maintain that 6-foot rule, and so it really affected the services that we wanted to provide to families, and there was a lot of families out there that didn't get the service because of the restrictions. We were still, nevertheless, providing services to families and giving them that break and providing our crisis care services. We actually had some events that we had scheduled, and we didn't quite have to cancel them. We just had to alter them. The first event that was coming up was, well, April, which was our child abuse awareness campaign, and it was also our Easter celebration. Instead of having an event at the center, we provided like a drive-through opportunity where families came and picked up child abuse prevention information and resources and different opportunities for us to just bring awareness to the community. So we didn't cancel that, we just altered it. And then in June, we did our we celebrated Utah Family Month. Normally we have a kite flying day and we invite the community and we serve lunch. This time we didn't have that opportunity, but we still did an activity. We provided it through a drive-through. Families drove through our parking lot. We provided each child with a free kite, an activity for the kids, and we also provided some resources to the families that drove through our parking lot. And then, of course, our annual back-to-school event. We still had it. It was altered as well, but it was actually pretty successful. We were able to set it up at the event center. The county was gracious to let us use the space. We set it up, all of our backpacks and school supplies and all the clothes that we had, and we just scheduled families in by appointment. So they were able to come in. They spent about 30 minutes. The children received backpacks, school supplies. We had sanitizing tables. We wore our masks. So we, you know, it was still very successful. We served approximately 175 families.
And you know, we were just kind of talking off the air. This year, more than anything, has kind of proven to people what they can do if they just think outside the box, and want, if you want something to happen bad enough, you can figure out a way to make it happen.
Absolutely. And normally we serve about 250 children. This year was about 175, which, you know what, we're happy that we were still able to help families. So it was really successful. We felt like it was very successful. And then last year, we did the Halloween trunk or treat and a spook alley, and it was so successful that the community asked for it back. So we were going to try to do it, and then we, because of restrictions and new CDC health orders, we had to cancel that event, and we ended up not altering it. It was very hard to try to alter that. So we didn't hold that event, but nevertheless, to end our year with the support and the wonderful help from the Friends of the Family Support and Children's Justice Center, they put on the Christmas Tree Regalia. And it was such a success. It was on Main Street. Normally we have it at the event center, but it opened up Main Street. It brought different people to the community out, and it just brought a lot of cheer and hope to our community, I think.
Oh, and it did. It brought people downtown, and you know, and we've talked about this before. It was just such a great thing to have downtown. It brought people down there. They had dinner. They walked Main Street, looked at all the trees, and it was just it was a lot of fun.
It really was. And you know what? We have a great many members on our board that put countless hours in and putting on this event, and thank goodness for Connie Hamilton. She did a great job again this year. I know she had the awesome help from all the other board members, but it was such a success. And, you know, we've been hearing from the community that they really want it to stay on Main Street, so we'll just have to see what happens.
See what happens, and next year could be totally different.
Yes, absolutely.
Hopefully we're having a different conversation next year at this time.
I'm hoping so.
All right. Shelley, thank you so much for taking out the time. Thank you for all you guys do out there at the Children's Justice and Family Support Center. We really appreciate you. And have a happy new year, okay?
Oh, thank you so much, Dave. And happy new year to you guys and to our community. And let's ring in the new year in a positive note.
Most definitely. All right. For more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.